Om Shanti, good morning. Congratulations for making it here at 6:30 on day 6. Amazing. Wonderful. So this morning we will hear from, today's theme is self-sovereignty, and we will hear from Sister Sureya. How many of you know her? She's a beautiful voice. Beautiful meditation commentaries, and she lives in Oman, where she helps run, well, as a founder, but helps run the Inner Space, which is a beautiful new space downtown Muscat, to serve especially Omanis who live and work in the area. She's a mother of two, long-term meditator, and a beautiful soul. So welcome, Sister Sureya.
So today we have self-sovereignty. And I will say a few words in Arabic for those who can understand it in Arabic. Siyada Zatiya. Maybe we can say Malakiya Zatiya. And regarding this subject, I was just asking here and there a few souls, and Judy Ben, Sister Judy, shared with me something very beautiful, and actually is, the word is a reflection of the soul. And what we think repeatedly become reality. And so the mind create our world. Interesting. And so, how do I use my mind? How much do I take care of my mind? Am I a slave of my mind, or am I a master of my mind? And self-sovereignty, I will say it also in Hindi, is Swaraj. Anyone knows this word before? Swaraj. So Swa is mean the self, Raj is mean the king. And it actually has two meanings. So Swaraj is mean to be master, self-mastery. And also it means independence. Interesting, right? And so only when I am independent from all bondages can I be a king. And actually now we may not have a kingdom with many servants and people around, but we have our own kingdom. And our own kingdom is there only when I am in a body. And so when I am in a body, I use my mind, my intellect, we call it in Arabic basira, and of course everything is recorded in my memory track and create my personality traits. And my kingdom also is this body, how I use my body through the five senses. So as a king, am I a ruler, or am I obeying the orders of the people of my kingdom? And so I will just take these two things, the sovereign and independent, to explain self-sovereignty. So what is a sovereign? We give this name to a king, to a ruler, right? And so what does a king rule? A kingdom. So I'm ruling my own kingdom now. I cannot rule the kingdom of others, only my own kingdom now. And of course, the ruler or the king, per possess all authorities. And here we call it all spiritual powers, even our virtues. And with these tools, we can rule our own kingdom. And also a master, a king, a sovereign, has all the keys to his kingdom. He's the only one who is able to enter every room. And here also we have many keys, many tools to rule our own kingdom. So we have the power of the mind, we have the power of knowledge, we have the virtues and spiritual powers. A king gives orders. He doesn't receive orders, correct? Yeah. So as a king, I have to check, am I always giving orders to my mind, to my intellect, so I can create the life I want to live? Otherwise, I'm living my life, but not by my choice. Someone else is ruling me. And this is our state nowadays, right? And the state of everyone in the world. They think that they are ruling, but they are not. They think they have a choice, but they don't have, because they are not ruling their mind. Yeah? And so also it's important not to follow, we call it dictates of the mind. And so we know the mind is like a small child. And a child may say to his mother, I want an ice cream. And the mother will say, you just ate one ice cream. He said, but I want a second one. So if the mother is weak, she will buy an ice cream to her child. And then the child will feel as a king, okay, I can give order to my mother and do whatever I want. And then, of course, the mother becomes weaker and weaker. She don't have any more authority over her child. And so, and Mohini Didi was saying something beautiful, that we cannot control the mind, but we can set the mind into a correct direction. So when we see that the mind is going in a direction that we know, the result will not be satisfying. Maybe it will cause damage or pain or suffering. I have to bring back my mind to the right direction. And now you have learned, first direction, I go to myself, my pure self, and second one, I go up there. And so we have defined the direction we have to take the mind towards it. And Sudesh Didi also was saying, we have to sit on the throne of self-respect to be. So a king, if he wants to rule, he has to sit on his throne, right? So I live in Oman where we have a sultan, and every time he has to do a speech or a gathering of minister, he has his throne. And he doesn't have a crown, because this is not the system in Oman, but he sits on a throne. And the throne is very symbolic, because a throne like this one is almost a throne, is very solid and stable. And that means the king has to be solid and stable in his mind to be able to rule his kingdom. Yeah? And so that's why they represent him always sitting on a throne. So what is my throne? Where is my throne? Yes, it's here. We call it in Arabic Nasiya, for those who speak Arabic. So this is a place where the soul sits. And the moment I leave my throne, I am fluctuating. I am influenced by external situations. Now, so this is definition of sovereign. We said Swaraj means sovereign, a king, and it means also independent. So, how can I be independent from situation, from the past, for so many things that are affecting me in a negative way? How to be independent? Any clue? Also, it was mentioned. I cannot hear you. Being in the moment, yes, so it's very connected to what I will say, is to be a detached observer. So many things happening, they come, they go, and I think you heard it also from Didi Sudesh, they come and they go, but I have to be stable in this moment, if you say. So at that time I can be detached. I'm not bonded to situation. I don't allow them to stay in my mind. Yes? Observer, yes, detached observer, yes. So it means I observe, I cannot close my eyes, I say nothing is happening, everything is okay. No. I have the courage to observe, but not being influenced by anything. And so this is the Swaraj. And also, when I sit on my seat of self-respect, I know who I am, and then whatever criticism I receive, whatever influence I have around me, I can stay stable, not fluctuating, because I know who I am. I may not be able to express my virtues, my beauty all the time, but I know they are there because I experience them during my meditation, right? You all experience peace, at least. I'm sure yesterday love in the spa and many other things when we had this exercise outside around the fountain. And so you know now who you are. And slowly, slowly, you will be able to use it more and more, all these qualities. And another important thing to be independent is to be dependent. Strange. Independent from situation, people, possession, materials, but dependent on the One. And dependent on the One is mean holding His hand. Of course, He doesn't have a hand. But it means like being with Him all the time, absorbing any knowledge He gives me. And so in that way, I can be independent from any other thing. Because He is the only one who can free me by connecting with Him. So He said to me, connect with me, be with me, and you will be independent. Interesting. And last things is very important not to be, not to control anything and not to be controlled by anything external. That is, I am independent by myself. So like when we have a desire, like I want to eat this food, so it will give me a good feeling. Some say, for example, oh, I cannot open my eyes unless I have drank a cup of coffee. How many say that? Me too. But this is mean I am dependent on something. And we need to be really independent and choose and decide how we want to think, how we want to feel, what we want to say, what we want to do. This is the role of a king. And then he can rule a kingdom. Yeah? So we will do now a meditation about being a self-sovereign. So first step, we know it already, is to let go of everything external. External to me, the being. It takes one step to do that. And just to take my attention from the external world, and I go inside into my inner world. And it is a little bit like diving into an ocean. At the beginning, when you want to go inward, you may notice that you have many thoughts. You become aware of your thoughts and your feelings. They were already there, but now you become aware of them. And when you start learning, diving, you first swim on the surface of water, and you can hear the sounds, the noises, the movement. But now you learn to be detached from that and focus on your journey inward. Yes, there is movement, there is sounds, thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future, but that's okay. I just observe them. I allow them to be without any resistance. And so just for a while, accept your thoughts, your feeling of the moment. Like watching a film on a screen. What they are telling me, what they are showing me. It's a little bit also like a mother watching her child. I watch my mind. Calm, serene. And as I do that, I notice the mind become more calm, more still. The child, the mind, has calmed down. And now I dive a little bit more into my inner world. Now the sound, the thoughts seems very far. Still aware of them, but they are not affecting me anymore. I start to enter silence. I continue to dive deeper and deeper till I reach the core of my being. And like the bottom of an ocean, I find so many jewels. And now I am only enjoying looking at this jewel. What do I see in the core of my being, in the complete silence within? There is silence, sweet silence. And then there is calm, stillness. And now the mind is completely clean and pure, like clear water. Stable. Now, there is clarity in the intellect. It is like I know myself, and it is like I always knew myself. I am. And this is enough. I am. And now there is a pull towards the most stable soul, the soul of the Supreme God. I experience this pull towards his being up there. And I immerse myself in more silence and peace. I have now complete clarity. And I can see my whole life with wisdom. I can understand the moment when I was a slave of my mind, situations, people. Because I was living on the surface of the ocean, I didn't know how to go to the bottom of the ocean. But now I know I can choose. I can discern, I can decide. I am the ruler of my life. I have the authority of ruling my destiny. But it's only when I sit on my throne, the throne of self-respect, so I choose with determination to stay on this throne. I am the king of my kingdom. And when I stay connected with the Supreme, I keep all my powers with me. I am not ruled by my mind, my desires, my expectations. I am free. And I am powerful. I stay in this awareness as long as I can. And the moment a weak thought come into the mind telling me, no, you are not like that. You can be defeated. I say, no, I am the king. I am powerful. I am a ruler. And as much as possible, I create this thought whilst my eyes are open. So it doesn't seem to be a dream, but it is a reality. So we open our eyes and we repeat, I am the ruler of my kingdom. I am powerful. I know who I am. I am not my weak personality. I am powerful. And so I will ask you now just to imagine any situation in your life where you feel powerless. So stand firm in front of this situation and say to yourself with faith, I am the master of my mind. I do not allow any situation or even the past to influence me, to make me fluctuate. So I come down from my throne. And as a perfect ruler, whatever the situation needs, you have to give it. Does the situation need love, good wishes, pure feelings, pure thoughts? Maybe patience, maybe understanding, tolerance, acceptance, courage. Because a king is the one who gives, not the one who takes. So I'm giving whatever I have now. to stay full, I stay connected, holding the hand of the Supreme. My backbone, my strength, my everything. And remember, every time you fluctuate, you react, that means you give out your powers, and that means you come out of your throne of self-respect. So come back in a second and sit on your throne. And last, imagine in this hall there are only kings sitting on their throne. Just imagine that. And if you like to, you can look around and see the kings sitting on their throne. You can look around at everyone and just see the souls, the king, sitting on its own throne. And maybe you wish the whole day you only see that, kings sitting on their thrones. Whether the body is female, male, small, big, doesn't matter. The soul is a king and sitting on a throne. Om Shanti.